Jeff Blankman joined here today by Alexis Esquil, of course, from the Carroll Tigers. She's had a great high school wrestling career. She's now going to continue that on as she heads to Central College to continue her wrestling career as well as her education. Alexis, appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations on making that decision.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You bet.
It's been a pleasure.
Let's talk a little bit about wrestling for you, because it has become something that has become very important. I know you didn't pick it up, you know, when you were a young girl. So what is it about the sport of wrestling that it's really grown very dear to you?
It's the family and just Carroll in general. I feel like Carroll girls wrestling has really brought an inspiration to me within the 3 years I have seen. And it just really brought me the inspiration to move on with my career with wrestling and just see what I can bring. Because, you know, I didn't start as a little girl, so there's just so much more I can impact in other people's lives in Carroll.
What has the sport, in a way, done for you as far as making you more confident or stronger? Or what are some of the benefits that you feel that you've gained by being with that family, which I've heard a lot about with the Carroll Girls Wrestling Team? It's such a family. But how much has that inspired you to be able to be more confident in those types of things in life?
It inspired me with keeping my head up and not telling myself to doubt anything I have that's going to overcome me. And it's big. I know a lot of people just consider, like, wrestling family as just people you see every day that you practice with, but, like, I see it as much more as, like, inspiration. Like, every other person in the team is an inspiration for me to get better, and it's just, like, a pleasure to really show them that, like, you can start late and you can be the best you are and just show a lot.
So for you with wrestling, where have you grown as a wrestler? What areas do you feel you've improved the most since you picked up this sport?
Definitely my techniques. When I first started, I didn't know nothing, and my teammates helped me. They didn't give up on me. They didn't just throw me. They helped me to get better and better every day, and that really helped me with my techniques and to help my teammates. And I know my teammates appreciate me because I go hard on them every day, but they know it's all out of love.
And I was going to say, you're kind of a quieter type kid, a little shy maybe sometimes, but I noticed on the wrestling mats, you're not afraid to get in there and that you've got aggressiveness. And I think that's improved and gained more as you've wrestled. Where have you learned, and how did you learn to kind of pick up that I'm going to go on the mats and kind of in a way attack my opponent?
So definitely in practice, definitely showing out and giving it my all and working my butt off every day and showing my coaches that I can prove something to them. And it's just like it shows on the mat. It really does.
So you and I were talking. You weren't 100% for sure at one point if wrestling was something or even anything in college was going to be on the agenda for you. When did that change, and when did wrestling in college start to kind of come into your mind?
It was definitely towards the end of wrestling season, and it was basically I was just a regular day in practice, and Central College coach for the girls wrestling had came in practice and had seen me and saw my potential that I didn't think that a college coach would see in me. So it was just like, oh, well, that just really opened my eyes and what potential could lead into my future, because not only wrestling is a big part of my future, but the major I want to get into. And it's just a lot of good things are coming down because of wrestling in my future.
When the Central coach was there and came and talked to you, how surprised were you? And What were some of those early conversations about and expressing the interest in you?
So I was definitely surprised because I didn't think that I was on the level of wrestling that, like, college, like, well, college wrestling. I was just very concerned. I'm like, do you really see that? He's like, yes, like, I see that. And, like, not only that, but your friends talk really highly of you. Your coach does, the environment around you. And I just thought I wasn't able to get into college for wrestling or just because my GPA or my schooling, but just all things come together when you really want it. And I really wanted it after I heard those words. And it just really brought me inspiration to enclose the wrestling and the college and just the family and just everything. I just was so grateful for the opportunity.
Did you start looking at other colleges after Central reached out to you, or was it more of, hey, they're the ones that really believe in me, they're now the number one choice and stuff, or did you kind of start going, ooh, I could wrestle anywhere, let me see who else offers this and where else I might have an opportunity to be a part of something?
So there was one college that did reach out to me, Cornell, and I was really, really nervous because they seem like a very hard team, and just they're very good, and it just wasn't through my budget either, but I just feel like it had to come down to the decision of where it was best for me to go, where I could successfully be and be happy. And I just feel like I also do know a lot more people going to Pella, you know, Bree, Emma, Julia, know a lot more people.
Did you get a chance to visit any of the campuses then that you were kind of interested in?
No, I guess just Central. I just visited Central, and it was a beautiful campus. I fell in love with it. I fell in love with the community, too, just the environment and everything. Just very nice.
What did you like about it when you first pulled into Pella and saw the campus there? What was kind of the first thing that jumped out at you?
The first thing that jumped out was definitely the people, how welcoming they are and how they just made me feel at home, just made me feel comfortable, made me feel like there was nothing to be afraid of,
nothing to hide. Did you get a chance to talk to any of the girls on the wrestling team while you were there?
Yes, they are so sweet. They are very nice to me, and they also see my potential. I'm like, well, thank you. I just feel very honored. I'm very grateful. Just very grateful.
You seem like you have a great connection with your high school teammates. It sounds like you're going to be able to build that with the college girls. Have you communicated with many of them since you made your decision?
Yes, I have communicated with Bree and Emma, and they know. We're so excited, and Julia, and we're just ready to show out our home blood.
So when are you hoping to kind of get started with things? Are you going to go early this summer, or are you going to wait until late August when school starts, or what's kind of the plan for you here now that you've signed?
I'm definitely waiting till my ankle heals. So just waiting till that, and then I'm going to go right off to at least trying to train, but I definitely will put the work in. There's definitely going to be work shown on the mat.
When you reached out to the coaches there at Central to say, I want to come, I want to wrestle and be a part of what you're doing, what was the reaction for them, do you feel like?
They were, my head coach, Hyman, was very proud of me, very excited. He was very excited for this because he's been waiting for months for me to, like, just say the word, you know, and I just, like, been holding him down, holding him, like, up. I'm just like, There just had to be a lot of thinking to this commitment, and I definitely think Jaime is very happy with the decision I've made, and I'm very happy to show him what I can handle.
Did you take a deep breath once you got it done and go, ha, the pressure's off, I know where I'm going and it's done?
Yeah, it was definitely less anxiety off my body. I definitely feel more relieved.
Well, that is awesome to hear that. One last subject here. You're going to go on and get an education. You want to do something in the psychology world. So talk about where that came from, and if you have an idea what direction you're leaning on, what you want to major in.
So my psychology really came from my brother, my older brother, Victor, and he's been an inspiration to me for so long. And the way that he handled his work and how he told us how he worked and just everything that has come down to who he is today has really inspired me. And also with me wanting to go into psychology, I also want to get into sports psychology because I know as an athlete, it's hard to talk to someone because you know that you feel like you're on top of the world and like you don't need someone. But it's just athletes do go through a lot of things, and just studying psychology while being an athlete today, it goes very well. And I just feel like I could really help a generation out in the future or something like that.
When you finish up,
how my brother did.
When you finish up school, do you want to come back to this area, or does it matter to you kind of where your career takes you?
Yeah, it kind of does, but I feel like wrestling could really get my name out there or something, or it could lead it to good things in the future. I see good things, and it just all matters if I want it as much as I say I want.
WWE in the future for you?
Maybe.
Well, Alexis, I tell you what, it has been fun watching you develop as a wrestler and as an athlete throughout your high school career. I know you're going to continue to put in the work to have a great career in college. So we appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on getting all that weight off of your shoulder on making the decision.
Thank you so much. It's been an honor to talk to you for all my years. And it's just, I'm glad that you've seen me, and I'm very grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Alexis Esquivel again with the Carroll Tigers. She's going to be headed to Central to continue her education as well as her wrestling career.